We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Book Shoppy.
Oh, you guys are going to have a field day with this. I'm singing the stretch.
Yeah! That's good.
Wow!
Yeah! Are you confident? Do you want to practice right now?
Oh.
Don't call it Wrigley Stadium.
Great to be here, Wrigley Stadium.
Do not pull a Bears head coach, Matt Nagy, when you're singing tomorrow.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
That's what I'm rooting for.
I don't like you.
All right.
I don't like you much.
Hey, welcome to my world.
If anybody did not catch Boog's effort in the seventh inning stretch, it was remarkably horrific.
Yeah, they're not booing. They're booging. All right.
I didn't notice.
A good speaking voice does not mean a good singing voice. So help me out.
You're right.
A one, a two, a three.
I had no problem with it.
I didn't notice the disastrously slow turn it took about halfway through, and he's just dragging.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I ever get back, cause it's
really slow
for the Cubbies. If they don't win, it's a shame. One, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Jeez Louise, that was rough.
Goodness, Boog.
It's impossible for words to describe what horror means. Horror.
I don't care if I ever get back, cause it's
one, two, three,
and here we go. Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
I still maintain that Boog did a great job. Thanks for hanging out, Mob. It's Parkins and Spiegel on The Score. Spiegs left to go to Wrigley Field to prepare for pre, post, and the fifth inning tonight. We wish him well. An alarming fact was brought to my attention during the break. You might have noticed at the top of the hour. No?
Not the alarming part. It's not alarming.
To me, it is.
Well, yeah, it's not. We don't know that for sure yet. So, you know, not everything's for
it. It's alarming that you haven't heard it.
That's what I was going to say. The new person who does the big voice at the top of the hour.
Not completely new. We're spreading it among big voice, this woman and Russ.
Define new. I mean, it's today.
New to
it's
Danny.
New. Very new to
he's
Danny.
He's noticing it today.
That was the part that was alarming. Not any direction that we're going or any decisions that are made or anything. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that woman's voice has been on the air at the top of the hour on this show for how long?
Her name's Melissa.
Melissa. Melissa's done a great job at the top of the hour.
We love Melissa.
We all love Melissa. Everybody knows Melissa.
Hasn't always been the top of the hour, but she's been mixed in with plenty of our bumps going to break.
On this show?
Yeah.
For how long?
About a month.
Dude, I got to pay attention. She sounds great. That was not the issue. That was not the alarming part. The alarming part was I was like, oh, wow, new voice person on the show. And you guys were like, what do you mean new? That's been happening for a month, huh? All right.
Yeah, man. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks.
Looking at home again?
I don't know what's wrong with me. But today is Thursday, yes? Right?
Friday.
Regrettably, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Shane.
Oh, it's not Friday?
Not Friday. All right. Well, so at least I got the day of the week right this week. But no, it's a weeknight, Shane, so you're not supposed to be drinking, but you are drinking tonight. Yeah. It's very confusing.
Yeah, so I started doing a little two-week stretch of no drinking during the weeknights, but I do drink on weekends, and also if I want to drink on the weeknights, and if I feel like it, I'll do it. But I am about a week and a half in on weeknights, not drinking. I hit like a plateau in weight loss. I was like, you know what? I don't need a glass of whiskey at the end of the night. I don't need a glass of wine or a beer with dinner. Let me throw that away. But you and I'll break out of that for special causes, and we're doing something for children with cancer tonight with Camp One Step. Again, remind me, is it pro or anti children's cancer?
It's anti-pediatric cancer. Okay. It's raising money for a camp that brings kids in who are affected by pediatric cancer.
That's the way it should be.
That is the way it should be. It's a good organization.
That's what we should be fundraising money for.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
And so you are going to be drinking tonight,
yeah,
even though you don't drink on weeknights unless you want to.
Unless I feel like it, yeah.
Okay, it's very confusing, but it's good because it's going to be a scotch tasting event, so it's good that you're going to be able to taste the scotch and drink.
Right, it's whiskey too. It's from Few, which is up in Evanston, from the people over at McAllen. They gave us Highland Park, 12, I think. And I can't remember what the third one is, but that's not important. It's for Camp One Step. I'm taking over Camp One Step's Twitter account while I'm drunk.
What could go wrong?
A lot.
I'm excited for it.
I think you only have to donate $25 right now, and they're doing a $25 match to get access to the link to watch us taste the whiskeys. Me, you, Bernstein, and then a bunch of whiskey professionals.
That's exciting. It's tonight. It's at 7 o'clock. The link is on all of our Twitter accounts, Bernstein's Twitter account. You can find it there. But support the great cause tonight. And Shane, who has quit drinking, unless when he wants to, will be drinking tonight.
So yeah.
Bernstein also is going to be drinking whiskey and scotch?
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness.
The fun
what
part is here.
Wrong?
Oh my goodness.
The tasting kits they give you are supposed to be for two people, but we all have tasting kits just for ourselves. So we're going double the dosage of what everyone else
has. I got my tasting kit yesterday. I was surprised. There's quite a bit of brown liquor in there.
There's like six full 2 ounce pours of whiskey in there.
Yeah.
And it should be 6 1-ounce pours per person, but we're doing 6 full glasses. And Bernstein, you said it goes quickly. Like it's a quick event.
He told me today that it will not take that long to get through all of it. I don't know what that mean. I don't know if that means an hour or an hour and a half. I don't know. But he said it'll move at a brisk pace.
Okay.
I don't think we're expected to finish each one on camera.
Speak for yourself, dude.
All right. Well, if that happens, I should not be filmed. 12 ounces of whiskey in an hour?
That's not crazy, is it?
I mean, I've seen Bernstein after a glass of red wine, and if that's any indicator, this is going to be an appointment viewing. You're going to want to sign up now.
Can you sign up and roll on it for drop purposes?
Someone's got to have access to record, yeah.
Okay.
Did you notice that thing on Zoom now where you hit record and lets everyone know immediately the woman's voice comes on? It's not Melissa, but someone's recording.
Well, here's the thing, Tanny. This is pushing from StreamYard to their YouTube page, so you should be able to rewind on YouTube and get
it
that way.
Someone do that because, I mean, I got
to
clock out.
Talk to the organizers. We'll get the audio.
Potentially a lot of drop gold there with Bernstein boozing and all of us boozing and Shane boozing because he wants to. It's exciting. So,
Danny,
what?
74.6% of people think I can't rip an apple in half with my bare hands.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
You're a strong guy. You are strong. I will give that to you. But I mean, it's an apple.
And we weren't sure we had a lead for 5.
Yeah. Surprised me. Frankly, that we ended up here. But yeah, I put it on Twitter, and so far, we just put it up. A little over 100 people have voted, 140 people have voted, and 75% of them don't think you can rip apart an apple with your bare hands.
Pretty crazy.
I'm looking forward to seeing you try. Wait, are you going to dig in with the nails and then turn?
I'm going to rip the apple in half with my hands. I'm not going to reveal my strategy.
Okay. All right, rip it apart with your hands. I respect it. Since Spiegel's gone, can we do a little football here? I'd like to hear Matt Nagy. I'd like to hear him on the quarterback situation. I do not care about Bears defensive players and attendance. They are working out year-round, these guys. If there's a big storyline that everyone shows up at training camp out of shape, then it'll be a problem. But voluntary is voluntary. The union negotiated. It's not unique to the Bears. A lot of teams are dealing with questionable attendance. I know that was written about. I'm not concerned.
That is not going to be the issue here. The issue will be, can the Bears get improved quarterback play? Who is doing that improved quarterback play? And how improved are they from what they've had in the past? That is the issue for the Bears. Yes, youth in the secondary overcoming Kyle Fuller. Yes, unproven left tackle. There are other storylines. But the quarterback is the great deodorant in football. So, can Matt Nagy get Justin Fields up to speed fast enough where he can perform at a Justin Herbert-like level? To reiterate, if anyone wasn't watching Chargers games last year, Justin Herbert, sixth pick in the draft. They brought in Tyrod Taylor to be the veteran. They were going to give the job to Tyrod because he's the veteran. He'll be the stabilizing force. Herbert will learn. Their doctor collapsed Tyrod's lung. Herbert came in immediately. 31 touchdowns, 10 picks, offensive rookie of the year. Now, they only won six games, but they were also decimated by injury. So, I am a believer that you go to the young, talented guy as soon as possible, as long as he's not mentally overwhelmed by the playbook. That, to me, is the only... If he's not... Tua said he didn't know the playbook last year. That's a good reason not to play the guy. But if he knows the playbook, and according to all accounts by Justin Fields, his aptitude is through the roof, learning the playbook won't be a problem. So, other than that, I'd put him in. I want to know how Matt Nagy is addressing the quarterback situation at this point.
He's done a really good job at just trying to digest everything that we're teaching this offense in particular right now. You know, the one thing that you learn when you get with Justin is you really realize that, you know, he does everything really well in a group setting. He listens, he observes Andy, Nick, Coach Flip, Bill Lazor, myself when we're in there. But also too, I think you talk to these coaches and then myself as well included, when you're able to have one-on-one individual conversations with him. And sometimes those settings are a little easier and you can be a little bit more specific with him. You really see him open up. So it'll be cool to see him once he really starts understanding what we do here in this offense, to see him continue to just grow and open up and ask good questions, which he's done. And everything that we thought he was going to be when he got here with just learning and being obsessed with doing everything that we teach him and then being able to just kind of be himself out there in the field, he's really doing things in a really good way. Nick and I have talked and he understands that going into this, that Justin's going to get the two reps and that Nick's going to get the three reps. And Nick is a true pro and understands it, is still very competitive. And that's why I say, like in all these meetings, it's just really special to see how they're trying to help Justin out and teach him how to play quarterback and how to watch film and study this offense, but also Justin helping them too with what he sees. So it's been really good. All Justin wants to do right now is football. That's all he cares about. He just wants to be the best quarterback he can possibly be. He wants us to be able to teach him everything we can teach him. He wants to be able to learn from Andy. Coach Flip and Coach Lazor are doing a phenomenal job right now, man. You want to talk about obsessed and passionate about helping these quarterbacks out? It's neat to see. You feel it, and we just got to keep that going. And again, work to that plan that we talked about with all those quarterbacks. And then just let these guys grow at their own pace and then let us be able to evaluate them.
I think there's nothing wrong in there. You don't have to give it to Justin Fields now. You just have to be open to giving it to him in time for week one. And I would like it to be much sooner than that, because if it becomes apparent that Justin Fields is going to be the guy for week one, don't waste one reps on Andy Dalton for 4 weeks of training camp. Do it for a week. Then give it to Fields so he gets the reps at the one. One thing that was notable in there, and I didn't see this picked up on a ton. If Fields is getting the reps as the two, that means on game day, presumably, you know, obviously a long time between now and then, he'd be active. Jordan Love was like inactive for the Packers. So since they haven't been able to get rid of Foles and trade him and another veteran, you know, there was a scenario that it was going to be Dalton and Foles as your active Bears quarterbacks, and Justin Fields was just hanging out. If it was going to be a true redshirt year, that was potentially in play given the weird makeup of the Bears quarterback room. Because normally it's veteran, the young stud, and then a guy who has no pedigree whatsoever, a sixth-round pick, a practice squad guy, a Tyler Bray type. But Nick Foles is Super Bowl MVP. He's got pedigree, obviously. Signed a big deal, been with multiple teams, veteran, respected, all that stuff. So Fields being getting the two reps is at least a sign of, hey, there's a shot here. But they gave Dalton the $10 million for this year. It's fair enough. I think that there's going to be we're going to be singing a different tune a week into camp.
All Justin wants to do right now is football.
Like the alls?
Like all of it. He just wants to do football.
Oh, just wants to do football. I also like how he just A-L-L apostrophe S.
All Justin wants to do right now is football.
Good. He just wants to do everything about football. Texter said this dumbass said the same thing about Trubisky. Yeah. Yeah, he did. In fairness, Matt Nagy did not when he was a rookie because John Fox was here. But this is what everybody says at this point. That is absolutely true.
But all Mitch Trubisky wanted to do was do football.
It's true.
That's all he wanted to do.
But all Justin's doing is absorbing information. Matt Nagy can't wait to tell you that.
Observing.
He's really absorbing that info.
He's an absorber.
Unlike some other guys.
This guy gets it. He's asking good questions. He's awake in the meetings. He knows what a hard count is. It's a tremendous improvement. It's true. I mean, that part, I think we're going to notice early and often very quickly. He's not Mitch. People will do it. It will be a natural comparison. Bears fans will like X out the zero on the 10 jerseys and turn them into one jerseys. Like, obviously, the two will be compared. But I think that he will leave Mitch Trubisky in the dust very quickly in Bears fans' mind and in the media's mind and in press conferences and all of that. All he wants to do is play football. Let me hear some of this White Sox stuff. So Liam Hendricks is one of my favorite people in the city. I find him to be endlessly entertaining. He's the White Sox closer. And the subject today, Tanny, was Child's Games and Legos?
I have no idea the context, how it came up. I think you were just talking about things that he likes to do during an off day, coming off the Reliever of the Month award for Liam Hendricks. And you just start talking about some of his hobbies, which include building Lego sets.
So 2019 is when I first started with Nanoblocks. There are little characters about this big. And then Chicago has a very nice Lego store. So I went down there one day and picked up a friend set. And then since then, it's evolved into the friend set, anything to do with Star Wars. There's I got a gift from one of our friends, Joey. He actually bought the cityscape of Chicago, which I did initially. Then that turned into the friend set. Now today I'm actually starting the friend's apartment. So the first one was Central Perk. Now we're going Monica and Rachel, and then Joey and Chandler's their housing apartment setups with a little bit of cheesecake in the middle. So anyone who knows the set or knows the story, they'll understand that. But yeah, mixing between that and some Star Wars stuff. But I try and get through one set per homestand, and now it's just a matter of trying to put it on display somewhere in my locker so I can have at least some people gawking at it a little bit.
Monica with an R is a welcome addition to the Liam Hendricks Talks Funny lexicon.
I thought he was doing his Mike Francesa there.
Yeah, exactly. It's incredible. Love that guy.
I love the guy.
He's great.
He's so much fun. He doesn't take himself seriously.
It's refreshing, isn't it?
Exactly what baseball players need to be.
It's what people need to be.
Oh, here we go, Jim.
I'll just get to the next cut.
I'll make sure to take some, but they'll be around, I'm sure. We're going to do something. Other than that, Tim Anderson has been calling me Lego Liam a little bit. But other than that, it's, I think everybody's actually just really relieved at the fact that I put headphones on and do my Legos so that they don't have to hear me talk anymore. So it's a bit of a break for everybody, not just for me, but... Yeah, so I'll do my Legos. If I finish the set before the homestand, then I'll read for the rest of the last few days or whatever it is. But I need that time away from the game when I'm at the field just to kind of lock me back in. And this is an outlet that I can do. I mean, fingers crossed. But in saying that, I'm not expecting it. I'll take anything people want to give me. But no, I just need an outlet to kind of get out of my own head. And that's when I listen to heavy metal music and do my Legos, or heavy metal music and read my young adult teen fiction books. It's just you need an outlet, and those two things tend to be what I do. And on the road, it's too hard to transport the Legos back. So on the road, it's always books, and at home, it tends to be Legos. But
before you ask, I have requested Liam for tomorrow.
All right, good. Thank you. He is so unapologetically himself. Yep, I'm a weirdo, I'm a dork, I'm a nerd, I like these things, I don't care about them, here are my references. Lego Liam is an okay nickname. I've heard better, I've heard worse, but I respect it, man. He's a weird guy, but he's unapologetically weird. Did you guys like Legos as a kid?
I was a Lincoln Logs guy.
They were great. I was the only child for a while, oldest of the siblings. Like, it was just, play with them for hours. Incredible. Ninja Turtles, G.I. Joes, you get Legos, you build forts and that whole thing. It's incredible.
I wonder if Liam's seen the Lego replica of Guaranteed Rate Field, which I saw at Sox Fest 2020, and it ended up being the coolest thing I saw all year because of 2020. Like, nothing's going to top that.
It is a, he strikes me as a guy who would be enamored by it and is just a big grown-up kid. And I'm a little, do you think the guys in the clubhouse don't like him talking? Like, is that a little truth coming out there? He's like, I talk too much. I know I talk too much. So I just want to play with my Legos and put my headphones on and read books. Well, yeah. I don't want him talking all the time.
I mean, do you want to talk when the show's over? Like, when you're around people talking all day, like, and they travel together 162 games, and plus they're still getting used to the fact, like, their season should have been over now compared to what it was last year, so now they're like, oh, man, 100 more games. They're probably getting a little cagey with some of their
play with your Legos.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, I can see that. And then the piece of news of the day is that Andrew Vaughn is on the COVID list. We have Tony La Russa speaking on Andrew Vaughn. The hope is they're at 85%. Or more vaccination. It will not need to be a long stint, but here's Tony La Russa on Andrew Vaughn.
Well, I mean, we're really optimistic about how this is going. I mean, it's, and I'm sure a lot of teams, players, coaches, everybody is more confident than we were when spring training started. And Andrew's case, you know, he had COVID during the winter. And, you know, I don't really put two and two together. I don't know if it's four or five or three, but for me, it's possibly four. You know, he had the pollen in that area was really bad for 2 days, and he was really hurting that doubleheader day, so much so not available. So I don't know if that is just something that got something in the spit test. I don't know, but I feel good that Andrew will be back soon. And I think our club, and I think most of baseball, is feeling very good about how baseball has handled this whole thing.
I hurt myself today.
Stupid. Ozzy.
To see if I still feel.
Is that what he said?
I focus on the pain.
I'm legitimate. I'm a Hall of Famer.
The only thing that's real.
A lot of negative vibes.
I guess. That was my kind of math. I don't know if two and two is four or three or five. All right, well, Andrew Vaughn will be fine.
This is so confusing. Had COVID during the winter, it sounded like you said.
Yep.
But then the pollen triggered COVID. Yep. I don't know anything about the science. I try to follow it, but the pollen contributing to this is very confusing.
Well, he was hurting real bad on the doubleheader. He was hurting for 2 days,
yeah,
real bad.
Because allergies. Yeah.
Because of allergies and the pollen.
COVID? Or was it COVID? I don't know.
So does MLB have a pollen protocol now?
They ought to. I've said that for years here on this station.
The first day I interned, we talked about that.
The pollen has been really bad. If you have allergies, it's been rough out here, but that is odd. I think he's conflating a couple of issues. I don't think pollen relates to COVID, but hey, he's asymptomatic, right? That's what they said.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Something in Fauci's email said something about pollen.
Those
efforting Tony Fauci, by the way.
Always.
Good.
Open invite, Tony.
Did those emails get leaked? The number of requests we've put in for Tony Fauci?
Not us, but the morning show.
Oh, okay. Well, breaking news.
That's a bit. That's a bit. Maybe I'm exposing something here. Maybe this is a little bit too inside radio. But one day, Dustin.
Well, I would love to see your hacked emails on Twitter, like, yes, as a bit for the soosh.
One day, Dustin put in the Slack and our producer Slack.
The end of all of us.
Efforting Tony Fauci. And Danny and I just died. We died. So then, in subsequent months, every time Dustin would say he's efforting somebody, I would just immediately follow up, efforting Tony Fauci. Because, no, we're not going to get him. That's too inside radio. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I do want to talk with you specifically about something. We've all been very open about mental health. That is a huge conversation right now in the sports world. It also intersects with media. It's next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There are multiple reasons, COVID being one of the reasons, with having some health issues in my family, but there were a lot of personal reasons as well. And, you know, I think that I've been pretty candid in the past about my mental health being important and prioritizing that so I can be the best version of myself on the field. And that's a lot of what it came down to as well.
It's Michael Kopech talking about his mental health. As Parkinson Spiegel on The Score speaks, is at Wrigley preparing for play-by-play fifth inning tonight, Cubs and Giants. This Naomi Osaka story is interesting, and all four of us have been very open with talking to therapists on this show. I'm every other Monday night. I think Shane, you're weekly, right?
Yeah, every Friday morning.
Every Friday morning. I know Spiegs is weekly. I'm not sure, Tanny, if you're seeing one now, or I know you have in the past.
I have in the past, yeah, but I'm cured, and I don't need it. Because I'm awesome.
Yeah, of course. You're awesome, mentally strong, don't need it, everything's fine. No,
yeah, sweet. I was bad at therapy.
Really?
Like, I just, you know, I don't know what's worth sharing, what's worth, you know, just like I was relatively new to it, so you don't know, like, what to bring to the table. So, you know, I put it on the hiatus. And also, I'm awesome, so why
right.
bother?
So yes, save the money. I enjoy it. I think it's helpful. I don't think it's not about, like, solving a problem or cured or it's just talking through something, neutral observer, someone who has some coping mechanism skills and that sort of thing. But everyone gets different things out of it. But mental health is serious. And sports, I think, has done a great job in the last few years, in particular, of normalizing the conversation. There's nothing wrong with you. You're not weird. It's okay if you are dealing with some anxiety or any other conditions. And Naomi Osaka, one of the best tennis players in the world, shared this sentiment ahead of the French Open and said she didn't want to do the press conference. It was bad for her mental health. They have media obligations. They fined her, I think it was 20 grand.
15.
15 grand, thank you. And in response to the fine, she said, all right, I'm withdrawing from the tournament and I'm going to step away from the court and talk to you later. Which, of course, led to a huge conversation about the role of media, the types of questions that are asked. Obviously, that was an overplay by the French Open. Now, one of the best tennis players in the world is not in your tournament anymore, and she obviously can afford the fine. She's worth over $20 million, so the 15 grand was nothing to her. Shane, I know you feel very passionately about this. I think there's some nuance in this story that is worth discussing, but I'm curious how you feel about the reaction to Naomi Osaka.
Yeah, I think in modern day 2021 media and the way we consume sports and us as media members talk to athletes, I've very much come around on the idea that these athletes don't owe us a single thing. The coaches don't owe us anything. The athletes don't owe us anything. In baseball specifically, we're asking so much of these guys to always have a thought on how they're performing and how they're feeling and in all sports, and especially black athletes. Like Naomi Osaka has dealt with a lot of racially driven fans and foreign media questioning, you know, what she is. What are you, Naomi Osaka? That kind of thing. We shouldn't expect, and they don't owe us anything, but we just have this expectation that, all right, she's the best in the world. She's going through a grand slam right now. We should just expect that she's going to be there every single time we need her to speak. But it's more so the Greg Couches and the John Heymans of the world that have this, they sit up there on their whatever you call it, their ivory tower. They sit up on their perch.
Or they split apples.
Looking down at these people for not speaking and citing mental health, and then just immediately minimizing, hey, you can't be feeling that bad. You can't feel bad enough to not talk to the media. Greg Couch wrote like 2,500 words on Naomi Osaka being a diva for not wanting to talk. And then John Heyman doubled down. You don't have this girl's experiences. You don't have her mental health records. Greg Couch said that she was trivializing mental health and trivializing the mental health of others and just capitalizing and co-opting on an issue so she wouldn't have to talk to the media.
Well, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous because nobody knows what she's going through, right? Of course. So that I agree with you, is completely ridiculous. I think some of the backlash that you're seeing from media are people scared of losing access, and a lot of what's happened in the last year, right? All of these press conferences are over Zoom. You can't travel. You can't be in the locker room. There's a belief among many people in media that the access is not going to come back because athletes have social media, teams have their own platform, their own YouTube pages and all that. So the need of media to get access has been exposed as, well, the sports still went on and all of that. And what I would say is this, that of course, Naomi Osaka should prioritize her mental health above anything else. Everybody should. Certainly above a press conference ahead of the French Open. It's ridiculous. But I do think, like we saw, how sports were less interesting when fans weren't there, I do think that sports would be less interesting and less fans would care if there wasn't media and access. Now, can we get to know these guys through their Instagram and their Twitter and YouTube pages and the team accounts and the curated stuff? Yes. But I read, it had to have been 10,000 words today in the New York Times on Kevin Durant. Huge, long profile piece reported out over months, multiple visits and travels and all sorts of stuff. And it was incredible. And you felt like you got like a real insight into Kevin Durant that you don't get in a press conference. So like access and media and reporting is part of what drives tune-in, which is part of what drives ratings for television deals, which is part of what drives the prize purses, so that when Naomi Osaka wins a Grand Slam, she gets paid $1 million or whatever it is, right? It's part of why Kevin Durant can make $40 million in a season because the media deals are so high. It's not the entirety of it. People will still watch even if these guys never speak. I'm not overstating the importance of it. But I do think that if tomorrow all press conferences went away, and we got none of it, I think that ratings would go down because we wouldn't have the storylines, the personal connection, the trash talk, the narrative stuff that drives a lot of casual viewers to tune into sports. To me, the access part of it, like we can't just say, well, press conferences are bad for mental health, so no more press conferences.
Correct.
We cannot say that.
Salute general access.
Yeah.
If that goes away, are you also including in that, like, my ability to email Bob at the White Sox and say, hey, we want Liam Hendricks, and then giving Liam Hendricks the choice to go on the radio? Are you lumping that in as going away with press conferences?
No.
Okay.
No.
So then what I tell you is, value your ability to build relationships with people to where you can still talk to those people. I just don't think that Naomi Osaka should have to speak just because she has to speak. Give these athletes and these kids a chance. If they want to address the media, address the media, because you're going to get a better quote anyway. You're not going to get good content from somebody who doesn't want to talk to you.
I agree with that, right? I mean, there are exceptions. Marshawn Lynch's "I'm just here so I won't get fined" was fairly iconic. It was hilarious. He was playing into the bit of it.
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Right. I just, overall, I think that media access is good for sports, for fans, and therefore it's good for players. But I've talked to athletes. I just saw in this conversation, Mike Florio said, let's do an experiment, not make it mandatory. He assumed that athletes after games, they like talking to media and they'd all be there. And my buddy Jeff Allen went to Illinois. I covered him and got to know him when he was a lineman on the Chiefs. He was like, how could you be this out of touch? There would be nobody in the locker room. It was like that Will Smith scene from Fresh Prince when everyone had moved out and he's just standing there in the living room and there's no more furniture. He's like, that's what the locker room would look like. And he's right. Players after games, they're heated, they lost, they've just been brutalized in the sport. They don't necessarily want to talk. But I'm telling you, if with that came, okay, you don't have to talk, but the media rights deal is going to get cut by 10%, 15%. And so, therefore, your salary is going to be cut by 10% or 15%. A huge percentage of those guys would still talk. Now, Kyrie Irving, he just takes the fine. He's just like, I don't know. He's like, my time is more valuable than what you will find me as negotiated by our union. And he just takes the fine. And so, anyone who wants to make that decision, obviously, it's totally cool. I do think there is some nuance here for access, and that shouldn't go away. But obviously, the mental health should be prioritized. And the part that's been the worst of this is the judging the value judgments on other people's mental health. Oh, you're soft. Like that has been a prevailing. Oh, wow. What a soft thing to do. You can't answer some questions. Man, we are like the lowest rung of public figures. And some of the stuff that people will twitch to us, text to us, tweet to us, it hurts. I'll just be honest. I don't know if it does for you guys. I'll just speak for me personally. It sometimes does hurt. It's hard to have a tough veneer about it. And then imagine, like you said, being a minority, being a woman, being a multimillionaire, and globally famous. So you amplify it by thousands, and the stuff that she must get all the time, I don't know how you deal with it. It would be very, and people say, well, the millions of dollars helps you cry yourself to sleep at night. Okay, you're still human beings. And money doesn't solve all those problems. So, like many things, I think nuance is key, and I think empathy is key. And, yeah, those old head journalists who just like to pounce on a story because they see, these weak millennials or these weak Gen Zers or whatever. It's like, man, just have a little bit of perspective. Everything will be okay. So, we'll see what happens going forward. I hope she gets back to the court soon, honestly. She's talking about taking time away from the court over all of this. It's like, man. $15,000 fine, like you could have won this Grand Slam. You're one of the greatest players in the world. It sucks, the thought that the media questions have put her in that such a terrible space. We'll answer some of your questions. One last thing before Mark Grody, or Bears All Access, then Mark Grody, then Cubs. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for one last thing.
That is the $1.5 billion question.
I just want to ask you one question.
That's a general answer to a general question.
Ask any question.
I just want to ask you.
For anyone on the
one
show.
Question.
That's probably an unsatisfying answer, but that's as candid as I can be.
I just want to ask you one question.
What do you think about verbs?
It's the dumbest question you could ask.
What?
Jesus.
I just want to ask you one question.
That's a silly question. That's a leading question. When I told you, if you listen.
I just want to ask you one question.
Whoever's interviewing him just baited him hard.
I just want to ask you.
That's a great question.
One question.
One last thing with Parkinson Spiegel on 670 The Score.
We like to end the show with your questions. It's brought to you by Elmhurst BMW. You earned it. You deserve it. Visit ElmhurstBMW.com. You could text them. You could Twitch them. By the way, hang out with the mob at Twitch during the show. It's a good time. Twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Just search 670 The Score. on your Twitch app. Shane, any questions coming
in? Yeah, from the 563. What area code is that, by the way, 563?
Let's see.
Paul Mack? Mitch?
State of Iowa.
Ah, sorry, buddy, about living in Iowa. He's got his brother's bachelor party next weekend. It's a lake house in Michigan, assuming he meant lake house.
Let's assume lake house.
It's a lake house in Michigan. 10 guys, a pontoon, sausage party, some golf, grilling, and hanging. Any advice or additional thoughts?
I mean,
it's a lot of guys. That's my additional thought.
Well, that's how bachelor parties normally are.
Oh, bet.
Yeah, so you could...
What's better than this? Guys being dudes.
So I was at a bachelor party in Nashville. We were on a pontoon boat. It was probably 18 guys. And there was a group of older ladies who came by the boat.
Oh, hell yeah, some MILFs.
And they like made comments about us. And they singled out two people, and it was like 16 white guys and one black guy. They said, "Oh, you guys look like a football team." I said, "He must be the receiver," pointing to my black buddy. And then they pointed out me and said, "You must be the manager."
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Dude. Out of 17 guys on the boat.
Well.
It was really embarrassing, mostly for them.
But is it accurate?
I would have been the broadcaster.
You would have been, but they don't know that.
Yeah, they don't know that.
Did you tell them where you went to school?
No.
Just a really ignorant comment, because obviously managers aren't in football.
You know? Right, exactly.
Unless you're talking about soccer, and that's a whole other thing.
That's where the ignorance
well,
really
or maybe
came
she
out.
Was talking about like the high school level team manager.
It's possible.
Maybe that's what she meant.
Yeah. They just drove by it, too. Two comments. It was a real hit and run.
Yeah, I would say additional thoughts or any advice. Hey, man, just get messed up. Get super messed up, make some mistakes. Nothing that's going to impact the rest of your life or your family, but just get super messed up, make some mistakes.
I think bottle of expensive scotch is a good bachelor party, like something that you would never do, like have everybody else chip in for a couple $100 bottle of, assuming if he likes scotch, whiskey, whatever the case may be, get him something that he would never buy for himself. Boat's a good one. Grill out.
Question, would you rather that the studio was too hot or too cold?
You didn't like my answers? Too cold.
You would rather it be too cold?
Yeah, too cold. Too hot, very uncomfortable. Associate that with drowsiness, maybe sweating, then BO comes into play. Yeah.
309 says cold. I wouldn't be able to hang in an Iowa bachelor party.
You wouldn't be able to. That was a challenge?
I guess so.
Wow.
I'll just show up and start ripping a bunch of apples in half.
Oh, by the way, the Twitchers say that you're going to be able to do that.
Well, I know I can do that.
A couple of people have...
Well, Twitchers are very supportive, naturally.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
why we like them.
They're big fans of mine. Texters, not so much.
They say that they've been tearing apples apart since we had the conversation, and multiple of them have done it successfully.
Good. What a life the Twitchers have.
They really do.
They're all day traders,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah,
they're
rich.
Day traders and stay-at-home dads.
Yeah.
Is that what they are? Really?
Pretty much,
you got
yeah.
a lot of day traders in there?
Yeah, or former.
I need to, just retired.
Yeah.
Man.
They did really well.
That's the best life.
Yeah. So, you know what? I just brought it up to really prop up the apple industry, just so people would start ripping apples in half and they'd have to buy more.
Well, you hoodwinked me out of $60.
Then. I don't think so. I was aware of my ability and aware of your ignorance.
Okay. Yeah. That's a costly combination for me. But you said you had a parlock for tonight.
I do have a parlock for tonight.
Lakers and Suns.
Yeah.
No, Dr. NBA.
Very funny, Tanny.
I don't like when you talk about betting on my game.
Log back into my FanDuel here. All right, so tonight we're doing a single game parlock. It is $10 to win $7,363.63. I'll put this up on Twitter. But it's Chris Paul to score 10-plus points, Jay Crowder to score 10-plus points, DeAndre Ayton more than 20, LeBron more than 30, Devin Booker over 27.5, LeBron over 28.5, LeBron 10-plus rebounds, Chris Paul 4.5-plus rebounds, LeBron 8-plus assists, Chris Paul 8-plus assists, LeBron 4-plus made threes.
Well, LeBron's got to stay on the court. You know, that was a problem for him last game. You know what
That's
I mean?
True. You had to get that treatment.
$10 to win $7,300.
I know that the app will take care of it, but you didn't need to include over 28 and a half and over 30.
That's my ignorance.
You could have just included over 30. It would have covered both.
Right.
Of them.
So I thought if I added both, you know, thinking ahead, trying to outsmart the app, I would get the odds for the 28 and a half.
You
too.
Definitely don't.
Okay.
No, they've thought of that.
Okay, cool.
All right. Good talk.
Buzz
see,
off.
See you out there. If you missed Pat LaFrieda, don't worry about it. Zach Short was fantastic. Mark Willard was great as well. Fun show today. Thank you to Brian Gertz. I don't know if it was Gertz or Connor today. I apologize who's running the Twitch chat, but thank you both. You do a great job. Shane Reardon, our executive producer. Thank you, sir. Chris Tannehill makes us sound better than we are each and every day. For Matt Spiegel, good luck tonight. Fifth inning of Cubs and Giants. I'm Danny Parkins. Bears All Access, then Mark Grody, then Cubs Baseball. Keep it locked right here on The Score.
Fried chicken, yeah. Closer to the weekend, Thursday, and then Friday, here comes the week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.